Liz, we don't know whether or not Mr. Edel joined us though. Ken, are you with us on the Sheridan Lake Wildlife petition that you've submitted?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. Can you hear me?
Yes, outstanding. Well, we'll let you go ahead.
Oh, okay, you can hear me okay?
Yep, you're live and everybody online and here in the room.
Live and well, good, okay. Well, good afternoon, Chairman Olson and fellow commissioners. I sent in this petition to adopt a 15-inch minimum for a daily limit and a minimum length of 15 inches. And I want to provide just a little information as to why I think this change is important. Based on a study that they've done with another walleye lake that was similar to Sheridan Lake, they determined that stocking could provide a harvest of about 750 walleye a year with a two fish daily limit and a 15 inch minimum. So they started a 5-year program to stock in it. They started in 2017. Well, sometime after that, whether it be 2017, 2018, I'm not sure of the year, Game Fish and Parks decided to eliminate the 15 inch minimum on walleye and bass statewide, with the exception of a few reservoirs for the walleye and bass. Now that change was a setback to Sheridan Lake Walleye Management Plan, as well as the entire state. And at that time, I felt Sheridan Lake's chances of a walleye population was nothing more than wishful thinking. 385-acre lake, 20 miles from Rapid City, with heavy fishing pressures, walleyes could not sustain that type of pressure. However, since then, things have changed. Anyways, three things have changed that are important. Number one is the Cleghorn hatchery went online producing walleyes. Now that's huge for West River fisheries, and it's huge for the West River fisheries people to have that in their backyard. That's very important. That's a huge, huge plus. So with that being in line, the management goal is to go beyond the 5-year plan now, and they're going to continue stocking and try to make this thing work. The third thing that is important is the walleyes are doing very well. So, I mean, there shows signs that this isn't, another black hole. Anyways, last year in 2021, during an electroshocking survey, they shocked two 22-inch walleyes. Now, the first stocking was in 2017. That's pretty good growth. Then this year they netted a couple of 18-inchers. And over the past several years, there's been, different anglers have caught various different sizes, 12, 13, 14, 15-inch, even an 18-incher was caught. And most people are letting them go because they know the importance of trying to keep those bigger fish in there. A 15-inch size is really important because that's about the age when they mature and can naturally reproduce. So it's important to have those 15-inch fish in all our reservoirs for that matter. But anyways, so it looks like this could really go, and it's very important that we try to preserve that length of those fish and the numbers of fish. Many of the fishermen that fish there are your weekend fishermen, family affair thing. To catch a walleye for them would be a big deal. It really would. So, I'd encourage you to support this. The stocking that was done, although it was a 4-5 year plan, it never got stocked only but 3 out of those 5 years. So with that being said, those fish that are there are doing extremely well, I feel. So I feel there's hope as long as we can have some sort of a conservation regulations in there to help the department with their goals of producing a walleye fishery. Is it going to be a walleye destination? No. But it's going to be a thrill for some folks to do that. And I think it'll really help that reservoir. Anyways, subject to your questions, that's my pitch for the 15-inch minimum and 2 daily.
Thanks, Ken. Any questions from any of the commissioners for Ken this time? I don't see any questions right now, Ken. If you want to just hold on, I believe Director Kirschman's going to make a few comments, but either way, Ken, I don't know if you were on earlier than I said this, we're going to not take final action on this until after we get done with the open forum, in case there was anybody else from the public that wanted to give support or any opposition to your petition. So if it'll be a little bit